Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard it said that an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, offer no resistance to one who is evil. When someone strikes you on your right cheek, turn the other one to him as well. If anyone wants to go to law with you over your tunic, hand her your cloak as well. Should anyone press you into service for 1 mile, go with that person for 2 miles. Give to the one who asks of you, and do not turn your back on one who wants to borrow." The Gospel of the Lord. What are we to make of these words? Some contend that Jesus could not have said them. They are too radical. He could not have meant them to be lived. Others say we don't know the actual words of Jesus. Each gospel writer wrote for a certain audience, shaping ideas to fit his listeners, and therefore, this is more the gospel writer's interpretation. Still, these words are in the canon and therefore accepted as being of the Spirit of Jesus, if not his actual words. What is critical for us to realize is that the Sermon on the Mount, from which this passage has been taken, contains a summary of Jesus' most important teachings about the kingdom of God. The sermon begins with the Beatitudes and the declarations, "You are salt for the world, and you are light for the world." The Sermon on the Mount contains not recommendations, but the demands of Jesus' new commandment. "This is the way Beatitude people are salt and light." Concerning this particular passage, the old law attempted to moderate vengeance, making the punishment fit the crime, so to speak. But Jesus' law of love is more radical. He announces the dawn of a new age, and the old wisdom is no longer adequate. Not only may his disciples not seek vengeance, they are to respond in a totally opposite direction. We are not only to avoid physical violence, but to go overboard in our loving. Love the other into change. God's unconditional love for all is our way of life, too. Since we are, as Jesus was, the very real sons and daughters of God, God's way of life is ours as well. All directives in the Sermon on the Mount offer practical guidance on how, with God's grace, which we will always have, we can faithfully live the gospel. We are made in God's image, and God has entrusted the work of the kingdom to us. Not to us alone, but we have an important part in it. God believes in us. Otherwise, why would God have called us into his mission? What seems impossible for us is not so for God. Living in God helps us see differently. Helps us to see as Jesus does, helps us to know the little steps we take toward the enemy or toward those who we see as enemy. God has myriad ways of transforming the little we are able to do. God will take the inches of our steps and turn them into miles for the kingdom.